So, continuing with our environmental discussion, John Hockenberry here, and they're certainly learning over in Europe on environmental matters that if Mother Nature rules planet Earth, people lay down the laws of reality. Iceland seems to be a minister of chaos in the grand order of things, that Icelandic volcano causing all sorts of problems. Here to talk about Iceland's role in climate history down through the ages is Brian Fagan, Professor Emeritus of Anthropology at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
In looking at the history here, it has been striking to me how many times Iceland has really figured into the climate of Europe. What dates stand out in your mind?
Well, one is 1783 or 84, I forget which it was, when the Laki volcano in Iceland erupted and sent ash all over Europe. And it happened that Thomas Jefferson was representing the United States in Paris, and he had quite a lot of trouble breathing.
It was an eight-month eruption. It killed over 50% of Iceland's livestock. It sent fluoride and sulfur dioxide all over Europe for 8 months. That was a huge one.
Yeah, that was a very, very big one. It appears that the one we have now is not as big as that. Then, of course, there was the one in 1815, which, again, was a large one, and that had lasting effects in Europe and produced the famous summer without us, or year without a summer, I think is the correct way to put it, which, again, reduced the intensity of the sun and produced an exceptionally cold summer in Europe. Crops failed. There was starvation in Switzerland, among other places. It even affected New England, where there were late frosts and so on. But probably the most famous aftermath of that one is a rather curious one, because Percy Bysshe Shelley, the English poet,
sure,
Lord Byron, and Shelley's wife Mary were vacationing by the Swiss lakes, and conditions were so unpleasant they stayed inside. And it was then, they were telling stories to each other, that Mary Shelley told the story of Frankenstein. So Frankenstein was born in 1816.
You know, people should think about that when they're complaining at these airports in Europe. You know, I mean, they could just sit there, be a little patient, maybe they could come up with a great work of literature.
That would be one way of looking at it. I think the point is this, that now we're so aeroplane dependent, not only passengers, but freight and everything, that we are really vulnerable to these things, and we forget that we have absolutely no control over them. I mean, there's a long history of volcanic eruptions in Iceland going back into medieval times, and there were people who were studying the effects of these on crops, for example, at a time when farmers were living from one harvest to the other, and even one crop failure could bring starvation. So this is a serious thing that's been going on for a long time.
And a few flight delays is just an indication of the mildness of this eruption. When you're talking about in 1815, Europe lost its entire summer. Brian Fagan, thanks so much for this.
My pleasure.
Brian Fagan is Emeritus Professor of Anthropology at the University of California, Santa Barbara, talking about how Iceland has figured pretty nastily into the climate history of Europe over the past many, many centuries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.